Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, hello. Bonsoir. Je m'appelle Fabian. I'm Fabian. I'm German. Ich bin aus Deutschland. Hier im internationalen Youth Camp. I'm here in Mali, in Bamako, and I'm really happy to be here. I think it's a great energy. I came with a project called Indie Media, and I think most of the people know Indie Media.
Can you explain it a little bit?
It's a media form, an independent media form that relies on the possibilities of the web, of the internet, and it was first created by media activists in 1999 when Alter Mondialist, globalization critics managed to shut down the World Economic Forum in Seattle, the meeting, and it is basically the idea that everybody can use this internet for publishing their news rather than to rely on the big newspapers and the big television channels and the big radio stations to produce your own news, and Indie Media would be just a frame where you can put all these informations. So from 99 in a lot of cities all over the world, there was a creation of more and more indie media centers, or en français c'est centre média indépendant, and these centers work autonomously and they are connected through a network with each other, but every local place, every local group works for themselves, every collective, to create local and global news and bring them all into the framework of independent media.
If I want to put a news on an indie media center, there is a control on it.
There is a editorial board. Wherever there is an indie media group, a collective, then they also work and look what people are putting there. If it's completely la plus belle, if it's completely bullshit, so to say, obviously they put it away. And that happens, but it doesn't happen too much. If it's about political discussions, that will not be done. The editorial board will always only take out, you know, the stuff that you don't need, like very stupid remarks or whatever. But political debates are facilitated through this. So if there's different opinions, it's good to have the different opinions being represented on this page. This is the approach. It's basically like the social forum, really. You know, rather than saying this is our program, you say we open a space and these different ideas can come together and discuss and open their minds.
So what are you going to do for this forum precisely?
At the moment we're trying from here, from the media center in the youth camp, which is a very vibrant place every time I come here, we are coordinating the coverage of the whole World Social Forum in Bamako. We're trying to cover all the things that happen. We're inviting people to write their reports, to post their pictures, and the main two news channels on which this is published is for English is the South African Indie Media, where there's a very active group and some of the people who wanted to be here who couldn't come in the end, but unfortunately, but who are now with us through the internet in South Africa. And for the French language people, pour la langue française, on publie sur Indie Media Marseille. Alors le centre média indépendant local de Marseille. There you can, on these pages, there's a whole set of coverage about what is happening here in Bamako, and so we're trying to publish for everybody what the people decide, what the mood is, what culturally happens, pictures, videos, audio, like radio emissions, and obviously text.
Yeah. Did you say that there is only one indie media center in Africa?
There is, to be true, there is about, one and a half, if you want, because there's one other corporation of Spanish, Southern Spanish, Andalusian internet activists with Northern Moroccan ones, and they have created an indie media center together at the street of Gibraltar. So they're trying to bridge that street. It's also a very important point for migration, so that these activists are working closely together to fight against this European border regime there. And they're also trying to create bridges, and Indie Media is the way they're trying to create the bridge there. It's a very good Indie Media called Estrecho, which is the Spanish word, or Madiak, which is the Arabic word for the Strait of Gibraltar. So this Indie Media Center is one, and then there's the South African one. There was one in Nigeria once, but this kind of died, and there was There was already also one in Ambazonia, which is a part of Cameroon, the English-speaking part of Cameroon, which is usually part of the Francophonie. But both of them are not very active at the moment. We're hoping that maybe with the spirit of this World Social Forum, people will have more inclination to create these things in Africa. This is really one of our focuses at the moment.
And what do you think of at presently of the forum social forum of Bamako?
Well, I have to confess, this is my first one, so I have no comparison to others. For me, a lot of things that I see are very new, I have to say, but I have some. Generally, it's very beautiful. So many people come together. My personal experience of working in the media center, of meeting all different people, and everybody's an expert here. There's no one who's not an expert. Everybody's like working on his little piece and bits, and it's a great cooperation, and I like to see that. There's a lot of cultural events happening. There's downsides to this, as usual, with everything in the world. I'm not particularly happy about the great distances between the different locations in Bamako. So if you want to attend one thing, two different things, you always have to move in the city. This is maybe a thing that should be done differently for the next time. I'm a bit surprised about the way that some NGOs or some groups bring their very, what I think, well, it's good that every idea is represented, but for my taste, they're bringing too much national favor into it. Like yesterday in the demonstration, you could see both sides of one national conflict in Africa, the case of the Moroccan occupation of the Western Sahara, and the Western Saharis had, you know, there were about 50 people, and they had about 70 flags, and the Moroccans were about 50, and there were 70 flags of Morocco. And these groups, you know, they make a big fuss about the thing. Oh, it's at their heart. I can understand that they are very concerned about it. I think it's a challenge for the social forum to deal with these things, because it's certainly not okay that they start to occupy the whole thing, disturbing the ceremony like it happened yesterday towards the end of the ceremony. And as much as everybody is coming here with his position, so much is also important to come with open eyes and open ears and listen to what other people say. And it's not only about bringing your flag or bringing your program, it's about communication. And in this case, I found this, it's not the only case, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of groups here who come, or people maybe, who come with their fixed agenda, and they just come to like put their agenda through and trying to mobilize people. I wish that more people would actually come with open eyes and open ears and really try to connect and learn rather than to make propaganda.
Do you think that this kind of forum helps the struggle again capitalism and the globalization, the liberal globalization? Do you think that's the good way, or do we have another way?
I think, first of all, it's a clear representation of that a lot of people are unhappy, and for the first time in world history have really managed to have a chance to get together in this form. So I think it's a very good good thing that we have this. If it helps against capitalism, if it helps against this form of global capitalism, because you have to differentiate, right? Because actually the social forum creates a lot of little businesses all around. You can see that. I mean, the taxi drivers are really happy about this, and also a lot of merchants who, you know, sell their things. And generally, on that level, I'm not necessarily anti-capitalist. You know, I think it's nice. They have a bit of extra money, and it's not the big companies. It helps. It's certainly not a danger as we meet here for these big companies who play very autonomously. It's not a danger directly, as if go in there and like blocking their things. But it is a danger in the long term, because by the time people meet here and exchange ideas, they'll start to understand that what happens in this world is very much up to them, and how much we want to live governed by other people, by companies or governments, or how much we want to live governed by, you know, the people we live with in corporation, in the way that we agree to live. the more people learn this, the more they will these power structures will fall. So I think it's a very important expression of this raising consciousness, global consciousness that is happening. Obviously, a lot of problems that exist. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Directo.
Ahí. No. No, that's a.